Hi there, and thanks for joining us. This is Industry Insights, part of the REMI Network. My name is Mike. By the way, subscribe if you don't mind, and I will recommend it for this reason. Every episode is another great interview with somebody from the industry who is a newsmaker, a thought leader, and or a company that is doing something meaningful in the industry that you need to know about. So hit the notification button, and you'll be told every time a new episode is available. Today's guest is no exception on the expert side of things, especially when it comes to the world of housing, which is a hot-button topic here in Canada and has been for some time. Mirzad Bakhti from Yardi, thank you for joining me.
Thanks for having me, Mike.
It's always a pleasure to have you in, because what Yardi has done is endlessly fascinating to me. The multifamily report from Yardi is something that now has become an industry standard, I believe. Tell us a little bit about the report and where it came from.
Yeah, absolutely. So Yardi, being a technology partner that provides solutions to the property management industry, we've got some really great market share that allows us to be able to report and give the industry a lot more insights into what's happening from a rental perspective. So what we do is we take all this rich data, we anonymize it, and on a quarterly basis, we report on it.
Okay.
And we provide better insights to the industry as it relates to rentals.
And as you point out, it is anonymized, actualized data. It's
absolutely not, that's the biggest difference.
It's right? Not extrapolated.
No, it's not survey results. It's not asking rents. It's what's actually happening in the industry.
That's fascinating. It gives us a good indication of maybe where things are headed and where we are right now. Let's talk about that, if you don't mind. Rental growth, the price of rent, just seemed to keep going up and up and up in 2023. Do you see that on the horizon for this coming year?
I don't think so, and the data is telling us that as well. So when we look at lease over lease increases in rent, Q4 2023, we saw 12%, which was the lowest it's been since 2021. So we're already starting to see some indication of stabilization in rents. And when you look at the industry, I mean, we're at an all-time low in terms of vacancy rates. When we look at some markets, turnover rates are extremely low. In markets that have rent control, people that aren't moving around, when turnover rates are that low, you can't increase rates the same amount. Until people move out.
People are locking in and staying.
Exactly.
And of course, if you're in the rental market trying to get into the ownership market, that just becomes less achievable, it seems, every day.
Absolutely.
Especially
with these interest rates.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
You look at the interest rates, all-time high. Owning is even more difficult.
The government's changed its stance dramatically on international students and I guess looking at the impact of immigration on housing in 2024, what are we looking at in that regard?
Yeah, so it's very interesting. I mean, that's another factor that plays into the stabilization of rents. I don't think it's going to be as impactful. Maybe in markets where there's higher student populations,
right?
International students are decreasing by 35% as per the Fed requirements in 2024 and 2025.
Right.
So in those markets that rely heavily on students, those housing providers might look to change their pricing strategies. But I don't think it's going to have a major impact on stabilization.
In the U.S., they did not have the same sort of record rent growth in 2023 that we did in Canada. Are there indications from that we can draw into our own market and share with people?
Yeah, when we look to the U.S., you know, we get some really great insights. I mean, during pandemics, they were, you know, with us in terms of rent growth. But what happened in 2023 in the U.S. is that a huge supply of stock came into the market, right? Almost 1 million units came onto the market. So that helped in a lot of areas bring rents down. In order for us to see that type of effect in Canada, we also need to see that sort of supply come online. So we're continuing to see an imbalance, and until the governments or at all levels start to become more involved, I think we'll continue to see rents be extremely high.
It's interesting to me to hear everybody talk about interest rates from different perspectives when really We just need interest rates to be in a place where the builders can get back to building and finishing their condos.
Agreed.
And people can afford to be buying those condos.
Agreed.
I'm not a finance expert, though. Just, I don't know. That just seemed like a basic to me. This is a fascinating report. Yardi does an amazing job. Where can people pick up this report and take a look at it for themselves?
We've got it available online. So if you go on our website, you could sign up and you'll be able to view the report on a quarterly basis as we release it.
It is the Yardi Multifamily Report, available now at yardi.com. Please go ahead and get it for yourself and reach out to Yardi for any other follow-up questions you might have. They are definitely in the link, and their software solutions are likely something that would make a difference if you're not using them now already, which many people are. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mike. Pleasure. Take care.